B-Pod Studios.
Anybody can have love at first sight.
Really?
Get married. That's easy.
Oh, yeah.
It is. You look at someone and you're like, wow, they're cute. I'm in love. But you know what? What really takes cojones? Meeting someone, hating their guts, and then going, hey, you know what? I'm wrong.
Maybe there's something there.
I want to spend the rest of my life with them. All right, that is a sign of maturity right there. That's what we're talking to. 833-973-0969. People who kind of hated their significant others in the beginning, but now they're cool. All right, this is the Hannah you were talking about, Melissa. Hannah, what's your story?
Hi. So a few years ago, I was single, and I have, like, a horrible dating history. But my sister's boyfriend at the time was like, oh, like, I have this friend, and he's a firefighter, and firefighters are, like, my thing. I have, like, a firefighter fetish. He's like, I just know you guys are going to get married. I just know it. Like, you got to meet him. So I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, I'm already in love with this kid. I don't even know what he looks like. Don't even know what his last name is. But a few days later, he adds me on Facebook, and I got all excited. And then fast forward, like, 3 weeks, I had a big Halloween party, and this big group of guys walks in, and my sister comes over, and she's like, oh, that's him. That's the one. And I was like, oh, my God. So I'm a really shy person, but for whatever reason, that night, I was like, whatever, let's get it. Let's just go for it. So I grabbed a bottle of tequila, and I ran straight up to him with a shot in my hand. And I was like, we're taking a shot. My name's Hannah. And he was like, oh, all right. So he takes the shot, hits his head back, drinks the shot, and I turn around for like 2 seconds. And then I turned back the other way, and he was gone.
Wow.
2 words out of this kid. Legit left. Didn't say a single word. Like, I see his truck, like, driving away.
No.
I was like, oh, my God.
Jesus,
so
you made that much of an impression on him where he just took off.
Yeah, literally jetted out. So, like, I spent the rest of the night crying, whatever. A few days later, I was like, screw it, I'm going to try again. So I asked him to go out on a date with me to, like, go to the zoo, and he just, like, he didn't show up.
Oh, my God.
He set me up. And it kept happening and happening. Or, like, this kid would leave me on red for, like, days on end, or just, like, wouldn't answer me at all. But I never gave up, and long story short, 5 years later, we're still together now.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful right there. She wouldn't give up. Like, he clearly he showed up at a party and left within 5 minutes because of you, and now they're together.
And he stood her up. I can't.
He stood her up. He said, yes, I'll be there. Maybe now she'll get the message that he actually just won't even show up. Hi, Kaylee.
Hello.
Kaylee, we were discussing hate at first sight. Like, you're with somebody who they either hated you hated them, you hated each other. What's your story?
All right, so about 10 years ago, I went out with a girlfriend, and we picked up one of her guy friends. And from that day, for like the first 3 months, this guy asked me out every day, and I straight up told him I wasn't attracted to him. He wasn't a good-looking guy or anything else.
Well, you said that to him?
Yeah, straight up. Straight up, just wasn't attracted to him. He just wasn't my
listening.
Type of guy.
Oh, wow.
So one night we got really drunk, and we ended up sleeping together. So he says the next morning he's never seen a girl get up so fast, throw her clothes on, and run out of the house.
Because
I couldn't believe I slept with him.
Right, because he was
so
ugly.
Well, fast forward 3 months later, he ended up asking me out one more time after a couple of months, and I finally said yes. And 10 years later, we are still together.
Oh, my God. Wait.
But
do you think he's attractive
now?
People
to this day. Yes, but more of his personality is what makes him good looking.
Right, right,
see?
Right. Every now and then, she wakes up in the morning and goes, because she looks at him and she's just like,
wow.
Oh, it's just my husband. It's just my husband. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
What's your story, madam?
So, I met my recent boyfriend now. He's my brother's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted nothing to do with me. He wasn't interested. He just wanted to kind of get a quick lay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did wind up losing my virginity to him at 13.
Okay.
And he wanted like nothing to do with me after that. Like, he wouldn't answer my text calls, nothing. But my mom would go bowling where he worked at a bowling alley.
Uh-huh.
And I would constantly bug him, and like I would message him, and he was with somebody else, and I knew that.
Yeah.
But we would, like, I would still message him, and he's like, would you leave me alone? And I'm like, all right. I was like, all right, I will. I just wanted to know how you're doing. He's like, leave me alone. I'm like, okay, but how are you doing? And he's like, I'm good. And we would have conversations. And then he would just, like, ghost me for a while. And then, like, I would, like, kind of, like, stalk him and, like, run into him accidentally.
Okay.
Accidentally, but on purpose.
Exactly. But now we're together. We've been together for about 3 years.
Get out of here!
How long did it take you to finally reel him in?
16 years.
Oh, my God!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.